This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. Home or away.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
And according to a study by the United Nations, around 32.7% of food produced globally is wasted each and every year. Yet world hunger is still on the rise. An estimated a third of all food produced globally is lost or goes to waste. We do all have a part to play in making sure this is not the case moving forward. But what does that actually look like on an individual basis? And should restaurants, hotels and big businesses be doing more? Joined in the studio by Tatiana Abeya, she's from Goombook. Can you explain what Goombook does in general? I first came across you guys when we were talking about no plastic a number of years ago, and it's evolved a lot. What was the initial aim when you set it up, Tatiana?
It was about raising awareness about sustainability topics specific to the region and to the UAE, because 10 years ago, there was a lot going on in the US and in Europe, and here it was considered more of a fashion trend, not a reality, not related to this reality. You know, they were talking about, oh, save energy by reducing the heater. Well, no, here it's not about heating, it's about AC.
So practical tips that were actually applicable here.
Exactly, and the way we dress, the way we consume, but nothing was really appealing to the local community. So we decided to have an online platform that would give information. Very practical. Where can you recycle? You know, where are the bins? Which ones can you trust or not? Where does your waste go? What kind of products can you buy? Where are they available? And at that time, it was really, really like a hunt in the city.
You had to really want it to happen.
Exactly.
But it's changed an awful lot. And I know you were part of a panel last week at Tribe Furniture Store in Alcoz in the courtyard, where around 8 experts came together to talk about everything from, you know, food wastage to, you know, buying products that can really make a difference in a small way that add up. And it had a fantastic response. You had a huge number of people all getting involved and sharing their thoughts as well. That must be really rewarding for you to see how much that shift has happened.
So much. 10 years ago, you would do an event like this, you would have the usual suspects, you know.
People who were already doing it.
Exactly. The ones who were trying to maybe sell their products. This event was good because it was about sustainable fashion, items for children. It was talking about climate change on a larger scale for people also to get familiar with the topic. Not everyone really understands what it is. They were talking about goods from the way you cook, from the way you furnish your home.
And clean it all the way through. That stat around 32.7% of food globally goes to waste. What's the case in the region?
So for the region, I don't have much data. There's not much reporting, unfortunately, or monitoring. But for the UAE, it's quite impressive. And I'm actually very happy that this is public. You know, the Ministry of Environment does a big effort together with the Ministry of Food Security to put these numbers out to create awareness. So here in the UAE, we're talking about 10 million tons of food being mobilized in the country. And 3.27 million tons is wasted. So this is, again, more than a third of the food. So we are, I would say, in line with the world figures. This is, I would say, filling 136,000 trucks. It would mean that each one of us is throwing 5 bowls of rice in the bin every day.
See, that I can wrap my head around. We think about tons and I kind of go, it seems really abstract to me. But when you think about what a bowl of rice looks like and the sheer heartbreaking waste of that just going straight into your bin, that really does drive it home. When we think about what food that's being wasted, what do we know? What specific foods are ultimately perhaps paying the ultimate price?
So we need to think from the source, right? Let's look at the farmers when they produce the food. Before they send it to the supermarket, they go through a quality check. And it's also about the way the food looks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a huge part of it is how it looks.
And so actually a lot is thrown away already at the source because it doesn't look good enough for supermarkets to put them on the shelves.
I'm interested though, who put those rules in place? Like, is that a consumer reaction? People, you know, they don't want to buy, you know, a wonky carrot. Because I think people perhaps do if it was there, but it simply doesn't get to that stage.
I think we got spoiled as consumers where everything is easy, cheap, and good looking. Mm-hmm. And this is not only about food. In general, as consumers, we want everything perfect. And we do, maybe unconsciously, the same thing with food. So if we see 10 beautiful tomatoes and one that's not perfect, we won't go for that one. Same with carrots and everything else. And so that creates a lot of waste at the source in the supermarket, because then maybe a few fall and they, you know, they get smacked. Again, those go to waste. Whatever has an expiry date in the supermarket goes to waste. And these expiry dates are totally not efficient and exact. Actually, I buy things that are ready to expire because then I can have them for 2-3 more weeks sometimes. We waste by the way we cook. Sometimes we cook too much, and a lot stays in the fridge, and after 3 days nobody touched it and we just goes in the bin. Same thing with maybe when we go shopping and we're very hungry, we end up buying huge stuff of food, but then it just goes and expires in our fridge.
Lack of planning. Can I ask you what's happening around the world? What are other countries doing to try and combat food wastage?
So I have to say there's been a huge campaign from the United Nations to fight food waste. And since then, we've seen a lot of action taking place. Let's maybe mention France and Italy recently have banned the fact that supermarket could throw away expired food. So now actually they're working on the dates and they're working on the fact that these foods can be distributed to the less privileged people and population. There is also a general ban, you know, to just not sell ugly
celebrating ugly fruit and vegetables. Actually, Spinneys do that now. They have the kind of the imperfect range where you can get a bag of red peppers for about 6 dirhams, which is definitely moving the right direction.
Exactly. I mean,
it's on the shelves.
They have the right to diversity, right?
Of course. Yeah, exactly. Let them fulfill their purpose in life. Let them end up in my ratatouille, please.
Exactly.
So we are seeing movements in Europe especially. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what the Eat It and Save It campaign actually means for us.
Home or away.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
We are talking food waste this afternoon with someone who's hopefully turning things around. Great to be joined in the studio live. We've got Tatia Urbana joining us. She is from Goombook. We're talking about sustainable consumption and loving all of your messages on this. Tatiana, can I ask you some of the numbers that we need to know, both from a saving the planet point of view, but also maybe saving a few dirhams, which might be a more effective motivator for many of us?
Totally. So let's talk about the carbon footprint. We can say that in the UAE, the carbon footprint of wasted food is equivalent to around 1 million cars.
Wow.
Over a third of the number of cars in the entire country. So
we're going above and beyond, yes. Not necessarily in the best way.
No. And that's quite, we can imagine that kind of figure. But from, as you said, financial point of view, the interesting to know is that each year, 13 billion dirhams worth of food are wasted. 13 billion dirhams. And this means 1,400 dirhams per person.
That's huge. And when I think about, and I know I'm certainly not talking about this in a preachy point of view, because I am definitely guilty of not planning my supermarket shop properly. I know that I buy things and they never make it to the plate because of, you know, just general busy life and lack of organisation and me not staying on top of things. One of the tips that came in last week was about having two kind of trays in your kitchen, in your fridge. So, you know, at the bottom, you've got the two drawers.
Yeah.
So before you go supermarket shopping, put in one, all of the current fruit and vegetables you have. And then when you go out, you get whatever you need and the new ones go in the other one. So make sure you finish what's in the bottom of the fridge and one before you move on to the new ones.
Ah.
Super simple. Tanya's been in touch saying we all need to be more mindful to reduce food waste. Meal planning not only means we eat better, but it also means we reduce our food waste. It's not just the food we waste, but also the water and energy used. Adding to that, think about the packaging and carbon emissions. There's been an amazing app launched called Food Karma here in the UAE just this week, working with F&B operators to sell off soon to be expiring food at reduced cost. We will definitely look into that. Food Karma, Tanya, thank you so much for that. What about composting? Is that something that you started doing at home, Tatiana?
I did. It was a disaster.
Oh no, why?
Because we went with the hardcore solution, which was using powders and having to move the food waste regularly to air it and then put it under the ground. And
it's just too much like hard work.
It's like if I would you know, stay home longer, I could manage it. But because you rely also on the help you have at home and everyone being on board, so making sure nothing else goes into that bin, it didn't work out. But I have to say, now you have amazing solutions that are very small, that
dang,
you can
little
put
tabletop
on your,
ones.
Yeah, tabletop. They're actually cute to look at. No smell, no odor. You put your food in it. In 3 hours, it gives you pellets that you can use then to fertilize your garden.
That's amazing.
And it really makes a difference, because you reduce also all the things that go into your bin. Mm-hmm. A lot of food waste goes, you know, to landfill. And at the end, it creates a lot of greenhouse emissions. And so, but I like the fact that this person who sent the message mentions the resources that are used to make food. And this is something we need to be mindful of. We need water, a lot of water. And I invite everyone to go on the Water Footprint website, where you can see everything around us, how much water is needed, from a slice of bread to a burger, to tea and coffee. And you will be surprised to see thousands of liters of water for maybe one sachet of tea. And the same thing applies to a burger. So when we throw that, we throw so much work, hard work from, you know, people, and then the water and the resources and the energy. So it's a shame, definitely.
And I think you're absolutely right. It's about informing ourselves and taking a bit of responsibility. One thing that we're trying to do at home, or not at home, rather, when we go out is, and obviously Ramadan's coming up next month, is avoiding buffets. Buffets where we know how much food gets wasted. We know that people overload their plates with food that they're not going to eat. And then at the end of the evening or the lunchtime, there's going to be food on that, you know, on that table that's just never going to be eaten or consumed properly. Well, when we're out and about, as well as planning our meals for shopping, is it a case of ordering a la carte and not ordering more than we need?
Totally. And you're right, on buffet, they're the number one enemy, and we should be aware of it, because hotels, for example, and restaurants are aware of the impact of buffets. And there's a great initiative that was launched last year by the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment and Food Security. It's called Take the Pledge, and it's for hotels and restaurants to make sure that they're going to reduce the food waste, also managing better the buffet and producing less, but also implementing technologies that can help them in the kitchen from the moment they cook to understand how to do something that will be not thrown away. And these technologies allow you to say, when the food is thrown away, I'm throwing salmon, I'm throwing broccolis. At the end of the week, how much have I thrown of that? Well, it means that people didn't like my broccoli. So yeah, I'm not going
to work harder on that recipe.
Exactly. And it helped a lot of restaurants here reduce food waste, just to understand what people want and don't want and like and don't like.
Tatiana, can you tell us a little bit around the Eat It or Save It campaign? What are the aims and how can we get involved?
We just want people to be able to be aware. So it's an awareness campaign. They just have to go on the website, get familiar with what it means, what is food waste. And we have two sections, one on individuals, what we can do from the way we shop, the way we cook, the way we use the leftovers. There are also communities in Dubai that can help us take our food waste and produce soil. It's called Make Soil. The link is on the website. There are volunteers that will show you how to compost at home. It's all free. It's really based on community efforts. The section instead dedicated to companies shows solutions that are available in the market, companies that can come and do advisory to your company and help you reduce your food waste. So it's all free. It's a tool for everyone to use.
And is that online at Goombook?
Yes.
So Goombook, do head over to that website. It is GOUMBOOK. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And wishing you all the best. Go forth, plan, eat responsibly.
Yes.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.